Hello and welcome to Sybil's Book Club on BlackAmericaWeb.com. I'm Sybil Wilkes from the Time Warner Morning Show, and welcoming in this day is I'm welcoming Charles LaSalle, and he is the author of Get a Bangin' Body, and yes, you do have one.
Thank you for this opportunity.
It's a great opportunity to talk to you too. You are the founder of the City Gym Boys. What's the City Gym Boys, Charles?
City Gym Boys is a fitness company that mentors inner city youth on the lifelong benefit of fitness and exercise. We're based in New York City.
And how did this all come about? What's your history in terms of your history of getting a banging body? And by the cover and the pictures in there, the photographs, you do have that.
Yeah, I thank you very much again. I worked very hard for it. City Gym Boys came out of the love of working out. I discovered fitness, basically.
Mm-hmm.
I just fell into the gym through a friend of mine, and I just liked it, you know, and started doing it a lot. And before I know it, I was doing amateur bodybuilding competitions here in New York City, and it just felt so good. And then it just led to people saying, can you train me? And then I fell into training people, and it just kept developing. And then we saw the need for the message to get out to the inner city, how important it is to start moving our bodies and stop focusing on just what we're eating. And we just started reaching out to the community, and we're here 15 years later.
And the primary focus of your workout for the City Gym Boys is you do this all very inexpensively, not a lot of equipment, none of that. It's just you, your body, and working out, right?
Well, absolutely. Basically, we're saying anyone can have a banging body. So if you don't have the resources to join a gym, if you're not making six figures, that shouldn't stop you from getting a banging body. If you're not a celebrity, it shouldn't stop you at all. You could do it in your home. You could do it in your office space. You could do it in the park. And if you have access to a gym, you can do it in the gym also. The exercises we have in the book can be done without weights and with weights. So basically, we're giving you no excuse not to get in shape and get your banging body.
You're listening to Sybil's Book Club on BlackAmericaWeb.com, and my guest is Charles LaSalle. He has a book that's coming out in April. It's called Get a Banging Body, The City Gym Boys Ultimate Body Weight Workout for Men and Women. And anybody can really do this. As you said, there's really no excuse, as you have demonstrated in this book. And you really lay it out for us, how to get your ultimate workout, the 10 tips for your best workout, how to eat better. All of these things you address in the book. And so you don't leave anything out as far as excuses are concerned.
Absolutely. And again, I must emphasize, our book is focusing on movement.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we're not doing enough of in America. We're not moving. We're talking about it. And we're talking about what's making us fat, which is, you know, using food as a scapegoat. Food is not making us fat. We're making ourselves fat because we're not moving. We have to start moving a lot more and stop dissecting what we're eating. I mean, people all over the world, you know, are eating all kinds of foods. And in a lot of places, a lot of people wish they had the so-called bad foods that we have.
Mm-hmm.
But those people tend to be in better physical shape than Americans because we're not moving. Technology has changed everything. And now working out has become so complicated and almost like non-existent for too many people. And we have to get back to moving our bodies. That's the only way we're going to get in shape.
How much time are we talking about, Charles, in terms of exercise and movement a day?
Well, you know, believe it or not, whatever amount of time you can put in will make a difference. So if you have an hour, that's ideal.
Mm-hmm.
30 minutes, you could do a 30-minute workout, and it will still make a big difference. Also, you could just start moving by just physically start moving 5 minutes, 5 minutes there. Take a walk up the stairs, you know, walk to the store. Don't use the elevator, you know, for a couple of flights.
Mm-hmm.
There's ways of implementing movement in the beginning. Because initially, a lot of people will say, I really don't have, not even an hour to work out. But you might have 5 minutes to walk up the stairs and build up on that.
And what you do is you give people an opportunity in the book, Get a Bangin' Body. We're talking to Charles LaSalle, and he is the author of Get a Bangin' Body from the City Gym Boys. He is the founder there. And what you do is give people this book with a great deal of instruction and advice and what have you. And if you are not in the best shape, to get started at your home or wherever, and so that you don't have the embarrassment factor, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. There is that embarrassment factor. A lot of people feel like, I haven't been to the gym in 5 years, 10 years, or I've never been to the gym. I don't want to go in there looking like I've never been to the gym, so therefore it's just hard for me to go. Get a banging body breaks it down, and it shows you where you could do it, again, right in the comfort of your own home until you feel comfortable, you know, to be in a public place. So basically it gives you enough information and photographs of the exercises where the novice can comfortably start learning how to move their body.
And it's especially important, as you pointed out, because was it you that were saying in the book about being in Africa and seeing kids who were always running and very active? They may not have had the greatest food or environment, but there was a lot of movement.
Absolutely. South Africa just changed my life in so many ways, but particularly in the area of fitness. And at the time, I didn't even realize what I was seeing.
Mm-hmm.
But I saw homeless kids, they call them street kids in South Africa, and I saw them on the street dancing all the time, always dancing, playing, running. And look at their bodies, and you saw the little muscle development. You saw the guys with the little abs, and it was like, wow, they're just moving.
And we have gotten away from that. Of course, you know, we all talk about being a part of the Wii generation and video games and what have you. But we don't have our children getting out there and doing it. But there's also the danger factor. But a lot of what you do, we can do within our own homes.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, I understand the danger factor, but the kids could be monitored. They could be in a park.
Mm-hmm.
The parents take the kids to the park and sit and watch the kids play on the monkey bar and run around and do their jumping jacks. Parents can encourage the kids to join a gym, join a team in school. Parents could take their kids to a dance class, you know, to a swimming class. So there are a lot of ways to keep the kids moving instead of just buying the most, you know, the newest video game and let them sit for 2 and 3 hours watching it.
Right.
That is not what kids are supposed to do. Kids are supposed to run around. Kids are going to eat a lot more sugar and salt than adults. It's just what you do when you're a kid. But how do you neutralize that? You keep them active. We've been into a lot of schools in the New York area, elementary, junior high school, and a lot of high schools. And surprisingly, a lot of the schools in this urban environment in New York don't even have places for the kids to run around or barely have a gym. You find the kids just sitting around. Lunchtime, they're just sitting around. As a matter of fact, with Dr. Oz Organization Health Corp, they take us to the high schools and we help these kids. We usually do workout sessions with them in the lunchroom because they're just sitting around doing nothing. They don't even know what it's like. You know, a lot of the schools don't even offer gym classes.
Right.
They don't play on a team. So they're just sedentary. They're just sitting around playing video games when they're not in class.
You talk about this and you have a lot of great quotes in here. And one of them is, you're in high school and you're telling me you can't do 10 push-ups.
Absolutely. People think it's only adults that are out of shape, and that's how it's, you know, it's not really supposed to be, but that would make a little bit more sense. But yes, you have 14, 15, 16 year old guys in high school that can't do 5 push-ups because they've never done it. They have no role models. They don't see it on TV. They don't understand how to get fit anymore. They think get fit is for, again, for the celebrity. They think fit is for certain people. They don't think it's for them. And we have to change that whole mindset of America. We have to let everybody know that everyone has an equal chance of getting in shape. And that's what we've done with Get a Banging Body. It's saying all of us can have that banging body. And a banging body is relative.
Right.
If you're overweight and you start moving your body and you lose, you know, 2 pounds, you're banging. It's not just the city gym boy body. It's not just the celebrity body that's banging. No, We all can have it, and we have it on different levels.
Well, I can tell you, Charles, the pictures, the photos that are on the cover of Get a Bangin' Body will really get a lot of women into the stores to pick up this book, if nothing else, just to leave around the house for their men and perhaps even take a look at it. It is, it's really a good book. I love your story. I love all the young men and women that you have involved in your book as well. And the book will be coming out in April, right?
Yes, it'll be out April 3rd. Sybil, I would like to add also, you mentioned for the women buying it. It might be eye candy initially for women, but the exercises are for men and women.
Absolutely.
And women, you have to train just as hard as the guys to be banging as well. A good workout does not discriminate.
And it doesn't. And you do include it. And it is for people of all ages. I really do recommend it. It's a family book in terms of getting the kids all the way to the adults. Just don't take your kids out to the park and watch them. Be involved with them as well. Charles, I commend you. And I know the First Lady has already saluted you in her Get Moving campaign. And now we can also be a part of your campaign with Get a Bangin' Body by Charles LaSalle. He is the founder of the City Gym Boys and the City Gym Boys Ultimate Body Weight Workout for Men and Women. Thank you so much, Charles, and good luck.
Sybil, thank you so much. Appreciate this, and definitely look forward to, you know, spreading the word and seeing you guys. But thank you for this opportunity again.
Okay, but I got to get to work on that banging body before you see me, okay?
Most definitely. But you know what you got to do right now. So pick up the book or go through the book and start doing your exercises and, you know, you'll be banging.
You got it. I love it. Thank you so much. Charles LaSalle joining us here on Sybil's Book Club on blackamericaweb.com.